Start with the Tarawe, Northwest London, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, 1st of Kislev, 25th of November, Rabbi Donia Lo Shliter, The Definition of Esau. This week's Tarawe has been sponsored anonymously in honor of an upcoming simcha.
In many ways, Esav is described as the epitome of Ra, the epitome of evil. And it's clear in the Psukim, in the Mephoshim, that we're not describing Esav as someone who had two sides to him. Sometimes he had a bad day. We're describing someone who is the very embodiment of Ra, the very embodiment of evil in this world. For example, it says that he was Kulu Admoini. He came out red, which the Malbim explains means his blood was Roiseach, his Rasichas Domo, his blood was boiling with Taiva, the lust was boiling up within him, anger, Kina, all Midos Rois. His color came from the fact that he, every single Mido Ra, he had in plenty. Also, his Kaderesea, the Malbim brings from the Mekubolim, that the idea of much hair, the idea of someone who has a lot of hair, this, by the way, explains why a lot of Avraham are bald, the idea of having a lot of hair is somehow hair comes from Moisrois HaSeichel. It detracts. Hair comes from what might have been Seichel. The abundance of hair implies, in some deep way, that the Seichel is lacking. So over here, what it means with Esav, Kuloi Kaderesea, means that he didn't have the Kelim, he wasn't Mukshar to learn. Not just that he wasn't clever. We're not talking about an IQ over here. Talking about that he didn't have the ability to cognate and to understand, to fathom Divrei Torah. And that's why Esau spent his time hunting. For this reason. Hunting has these two parts to it, as opposed to being each time Yishev Oyelim. Hunting he enjoyed, he relished in the pleasure of killing. That satisfied the part of him that was Kulu Admoini, this Midois Rois, where the lust of Taiva and passions was boiling over, so that made him enjoy, he loved killing, loved the sensation of taking something's life. And also he couldn't be in the Oil of Torah. He couldn't understand. He wasn't a Bar Hochi, he wasn't Mukshai, he didn't have the Kelim, he didn't have the capacity to understand Torah. So he spent his whole day hunting. We know it says by Zroitzatu Habonim, the Kirbo, that the Rivka's children were as if running inside her. And Rashi brings that, what does it mean that Rivka's children were running inside her womb? That when, by Zroitzatu Loshon Ritza, Loshon of running. So how were they running? So Rashi brings that when Rivka used to walk past a Beis HaMedrash. So Yaakov used to run to go out. His mefarkes lotzeis. He used to struggle to run to get out because he was attracted to the Divrei Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. And so too, when Rivka walked past a Beis Avodah Zorah, Esav used to run. Used to be drawn. Used to be attracted. He was desperate to get out of the womb and go to be over the Avodah Zorah. Maral asks a question. He says that we know that the Yetzer Hara only comes into a person after they're born. So how could it have been that Esav was attracted to Avodah Zarah even while he was still in the womb. The Yetzer Hara, the drive to do ra, only comes after a child is born. Says the Maharal, it must be that Esav's attraction to Avodah Zarah is not coming from his Yetzer Hara. In other words, he's someone that has a neshama and a guf and has good parts and bad parts, and Hashem gave him a Yetzer Hara, which is a taiva to do bad. That's not Esav. It must be, if before the Yetzer Hara came into him, Esav was still attracted to Avodah Zarah, it must be that his drive for Avodah Zarah was in his etzem teva. It was in his essence.
Why did he blame him for things going on then?
I looked in all the Mephoshim, all the mainstream Mephoshim that you can find in Chumash, from the beginning until the end. I looked in Chazals, looked in Midrashim. I never found one place. I've looked in the Zohar also. I'm probably wrong, but I didn't find one place where we blame Esau for anything. I didn't find one place, we call him Esav HaRosha. And that's true. And that could lead us to a philosophical question, which is how could you call someone a Rosha when someone is compelled by their teva to do ra?
Because you could work on yourself to change.
So that's exactly the point, that the mashmois of the Mephoshim, Chazal, is that Esav is not in his capabilities to change. There's one place in the Alshich that is not much more like this. But apart from that, look in the Mephoshim from the beginning to the end, it doesn't imply that Esav could have changed. I'm very happy if you prove me wrong. It doesn't imply that Esav could have changed, and in fact the idea is the exact opposite. Like we're seeing now in the Maharal, and the Maharal is just one of the Mephoshim that explains this general concept that Esav was the embodiment of Ra by his very nature, not by his choice, not from Yetzer Hara, not from making bad decisions, but from his very nature. Yeah.
When he met Yaakov later on, when they reunited, there one of the says his compassion was aroused, which suggests he did sort of change at that point.
I mean, quite the opposite. it would suggest that it was a momentary inspiration, right. that by definition couldn't last. The implication is that he didn't change at all. Rather, he for that moment he nichmuru olav rachamov. That moment he had he burst forth with rachamim. Then afterwards he went back to his teva. He went back to Arsein. So on one hand, we see in these Makoros that the very essence, the very nature of Esav was Ra. He was red, he had the Seah, he saw Abonim, he was attracted to Avodah Zarah from his Teva rather than from a place of Yetzer Hara. On the other hand, if we look into it, there are some very strange things that Chazal say about Esav that don't fit into this paradigm at all. So the deeper Mephoshim, starting from the Kuzari, explain, and they begin with the Kasha, that how could it be that if Bro Karo Davua, that children generally follow after their parents, how could it be that the Ovois had such terrible children? On one hand, they had great tzaddikim, Avram Avinu had Yitzchok, Yitzchok had Yaakov, but how could it be that out of Avram you could have a Yishmael and out of a Yitzchok you could have an Esav? How could that be? They explain that something very deep in the formation of how Hashem wanted the world to be is happening. Hashem wanted to make a nation, a Klal Yisrael, that would be elevated above the Gashmius. It would be the same relationship that a Medaber has to a Chai, the same relationship that a human being has to an animal. Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to have to a Medaber. He wanted a qualitative difference, a different kind of Am than all the other Amim in the world. In order to create such an Am out of the Ovois, Hashem needed to take out of the Ovois the parts of them that were noted towards Ra. Hashem had to take out of the Ovois part of their nature that had a tendency to do evil. Avraham Avinu came from Terach, after all. And humanity itself was injected with Ra, was injected with Yetzer Hara, when it says that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was bo al Chava and Hitzil bo Zuamo, the humankind had evil in them, and that evil, that capacity for Ra, was something which had to be expunged from human beings, if human beings were to have such a thing as a Klal Yisrael. If from the Avos were to become this holy nation, it had to be the Zuamo that the Nochosh put into Chava at the time of the Chet, the Eitz Hadas, had to be filtered out, had to be expunged, had to be erased, had to be taken out. And this process of taking out the Zuamo, this process of taking the Koyach of Ra from the Avos, that took place by filtering out the Ra in Avraham Avinu and in Yitzchak's children. So the first step in taking out this Ra was from Avraham Avinu. The Zuamo, the Natiya to Ra, was taken out of Avraham Avinu in the form of Ishmael. Ishmael was the Chelik of Ra from Avraham Avinu, and that left Yitzchak to have that Koyach of Kedusha that he could then put into Yaakov and become Klal Yisrael. And this process became even more refined when Yaakov's Tzad Hara was with Esav. And that left, so Yitzchak's Koyach Hara was taken out with Esav, and that left Yaakov as someone that was completely pure, and it could be Mitoso Shlema. Yaakov was the father of Klal Yisrael.
This is from where?
This is from, the idea starts with the Kuzari.
The
Al-Sheikh also brings it, the Malkin brings it, Sassemis brings it.
Every child is born with we have a soul which is...
Adarab, and neshama is connected to the mitzvahs. The goyim don't have a neshama. They have a ruach and a nefesh, but they don't have a neshama. Adarab, neshama is the place where mitzvahs happen. So, already at this stage, we could be asking a question, which is that one would think that who was more Ra, Ishmael or Esav? The most basic filtering out of the Zuamo that came into Chava, the time of the Cheta the Eitz Hadas, the most basic filtering out of that should have been with Ishmael. The first filtering out, for example, the Mephoshim bring a moshel from gold. When you want to purify gold, there are two things you have to do. The first thing you have to do is to clean the dirt off the gold. The gold is not mixed with the dirt internally. The gold just has dirt attached to it. So the first step in purifying gold is you have to take the dirt, you have to clean it. Take a brush and clean the dirt away from the gold. And after you've done that, you have to purify the remaining sigim, the impurities, the dross, from inside the gold through putting it in the furnace. But the first step is the major step of purification. The major macro step of purification is the first step of purification. And that took place when Ishmael was separated from Yitzchak. So I would have thought that Ishmael would have been worse than Esav. But we find, in other words, Esav was a much more subtle form of impurity, a much more subtle form of Ra. After the main impurity would have been separated from the Avos in the form of Ishmael, there was a certain subtlety of impurity that was left to be purified with Esav. But in fact, we find in Chazal, in the Torah itself, the opposite. We find that the Esav is a much more potent embodiment of Ra than Ishmael was. We don't find Ishmael was kula admoini, kader seyav, he's rotsa bonin, that he was Ra in his nature. Esav seems to be the epitome of Ra, and we'll see this more as we continue. On the other hand, this deep process of filtering out the evil contradicts this seeming fact that Esav is the essence of Ra. We can't avoid the fact that the basic filtering of Ra should be in the first stage, not in the second stage. These two ideas don't seem to work together. And furthermore, there is an absolutely astonishing Gemara in the Gemara in Kedushin. Astonishing Gemara in Kedushin Daphnites. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is done in the sugya of is there Yerusha of a goy to his child. That's the sugya the Gemara is down over there. And the Gemara brings a raya from Esav. It says, Ki Yerusha nosati le'esav is ha'seyeh. That Esav had a Yerusha given to him, and Esav was a ben noyach. So you see that a ben noyach is shayach Yerusha, that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says that you can't bring a raya from there. You know why? You know why you can't bring a raya from Esav? That a goy could be Yerush Oviv? Because Ulai, Efsha, Yisroel Mumma Shiny. Maybe Yisroel Mumma Shiny. Esav was not a Ben Noyach. Esav was a Yisroel. And in fact, there's a fascinating machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi in the end of Parshas Emor, where they are discussing what exactly is the status of the Ovos before Matan Torah. Are they Ben Noyach or are they Yisroel? And the Ramban brings a raya from this Gemara in Kedushin that Yisroel had the status of Yisroel even before Matan Torah. It's not that we were Ben Noyach, that Bekoyach were going to become Yisroel. Klal Yisroel before Matan Torah had the shame Yisroel. And how do we see that? Because the Gemara calls Esav Yisroel Mumma. So you see, the shame Yisroel was Chal. The shame Yisroel existed even before Matan Torah. So Rav Yosei, I ask you, is there a Havamina that you call Yishmoel Yisroel Mumma? We don't find anywhere that the Yishmoel was referred to as Yisroel Mumma. Only Esav could be referred to as Yisroel Mumma. So it's a Pella. On one hand, Esav is Kula Admoini Kaderes Seya, the embodiment of Ra. On the other hand, he's called Yisroel Mumma. And in fact, he's the riot the Ramban brings, that there was a shame Yisroel before Matan Torah. That's the place the Ramban found in Chazal to prove that there's a shame Yisroel before Matan Torah.
Am I not Yishmoel?
Sorry?
Why not Yishmoel?
We'll see why not Yishmoel, but it would. We don't find that Yishmoel is referred to even Beremes as a Yisroel. But why not? If anyone, Yishmoel should be better. He's less Ra than Esav. So if Esav is called Yishmoel. Sorry?
Both the same mother.
Okay, very good. Very good. But that itself should have a question. That should be part of the question. That is true. That's going to be part of the pshat, that Yishmoel came from Hagar and Esav came from Rivka. But that the fact that Esav came from Rivka should be a reason why he was more kadosh, more tohor, less evil than Yishmoel. And yet we find the opposite. We don't find Yishmoel was the embodiment of Ra. We find Yishmoel did Averus. Yishmoel did Shuvah at the end. It says that he allowed Yitzchak to go first to bury Avram. That's the Makor. Yishmoel did Shuvah. Never find anywhere that Esav did Shuvah. In fact, it sounds like that it wasn't even a Bar Hochi. It wasn't even possible. It wasn't in the parsha of the Sugya to do Shuvah. He was Kulei Ra. So that's part of the question. That he should be, on one hand, from the fact that he came from Rivka, he shared the womb with Yaakov, should make him more close to the tzad of Kedusha, more close to the good side than Yishmoel. But on the other hand, we find that his teb was the opposite. His teb was much worse than Yishmoel.
If he's only bad, how come he has such a big mitzvah, kibbutz? That's very good.
So I would also add that to the question. If he's so bad, then Yitzchok Avinu, there's something about Esav that he didn't understand. It's clear that Yitzchok didn't understand the depths of Esav's depravity, the depths of Esav's being rough. But whatever chinuch classes our gedolim mechanchim could give us about insights into children's nature, I imagine Yitzchok had the capabilities of doing that about his own children as well. So he misunderstood Esav to such an incredible degree. To such an extent, Yitzchak didn't know something about Esav, but to misunderstand that really the most evil being in the history of the world was actually someone you could give a bracha to, that kind of misunderstanding is not very difficult to understand. Let's go to the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, says an astonishing thing. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Le'osid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzer Hara and is going to shecht it. Hashem will shech the Yetzahara in front of the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim. Tzadikim, nidme lohem kahar gavoya. How does the Yetzahara appear to these different groups? The Gemara says that to the Tzadikim, the Yetzahara appears like a high mountain. Urishoyim nidme lohem kechut ha-saira. And to the Rishoyim, the Yetzahara appears like a strand of hair. Why is that, by the way? Why does the Rishoyim, why does the Yetzahara appear to the Tzadikim like a har gavoy and to the Rishoyim appear like a strand of hair? Because kol ha-godol mechaveru yitzhar godol leimenu. The more someone is a tzaddik, the higher spiritual madriga they are, the harder their struggle is with the Yetzahara. But either way, the Maharsha asks the question is Gomorrah. Why, if we want to describe the Yetzahara as big on one hand to the Tzadikim and small on the other hand to the Rishoyim, why is it we use these analogies of a mountain and a hare? anything which is big for the Tzadikim, anything which is small for the Rishoyim. So the Maharsha says an astonishing thing. He says that there's a big remez in this Gemara. If you put these two things together, a mountain and a hare, what do you get? Har, say it. Har Seir. Har Seir is where Esav lived. That's what it says in Devarim. The Esav lived in Har Seir. To remez here to Esav. The Sheirish of Esav, the Koyach in the spiritual world of Esav is the Yetzahara. The root of Esav is the Yetzahara. And with this we can start understanding this paradox. On one hand, Esav is the embodiment of evil. On the other hand, he is close to Kedusha. The Gemara says, the Medrash says rather, that the reason why it says, after the day of creation of Yom Shishi, Hinei Toiv Ma'oid, that Hashem saw everything that he did, and Hinei Toiv Ma'oid, the reason why it says Toiv Ma'oid, very good, on Yom Shishi, as opposed to other days, the Medrash says, you know why? Because on the sixth day, Hashem created the Yetzirah. Toiv Ma'oid, as opposed to just Toiv, is referring to the Yetzirah. So why is that? In the Siddur HaGro, he says an amazing thing, that in the Pasuk, where we say, and we quote, or we seem to misquote this Pasuk in Davening, it says, Yotze Or, Voyre Choshech, Oyse Shalom, the Pasuk says, Voyre Ra. That's what it says in the Pasuk. But in the Siddur, what we say in Davening, is we change Voyre Ra to Voyre Esakol. So in the Siddur HaGro it says, very nice, I understand, you don't want to say Bo Re Ra, it's not very pleasant. It's not a certain refinement of Losh Nachi, we don't like to say Bo Re Ra. But you can't just take something which says in the Pasuk and just insert what you want, something completely different. Says the Siddur HaGro, that really Bo Re Ra and Bo Re Esakol are the same idea. Because Ra is Ma'uruv Bakol. Anything which has an existence, which has a kiyum in the Bria, anything which can last, anything which can stand, which can really exist in the Bria, has to have Ra mixed in it. And he says, you know what it's like? It's like a klipa lepri. It's like the peel, or it's like a shell that can protect the fruit within. How so? Very simple. If there was no such thing as Ra, if there's no such thing as evil, then there would be no such thing as good. Good you would have, but mashmois it wouldn't have. The significance of good, its meaning, what gives it purpose, what gives it definition, is the opportunity, is the possibility of doing the opposite. If there was no possibility of doing the opposite of good, could I really call it good? It would just be. Wouldn't be good, it would just be. The whole way that I have the possibility of good is only because I have the possibility of Ra. And this is the Yisoid of Bechira, obviously. The only reason why we have Bechira is because there's evil in the world. So on one hand, you have to look at evil like it is, which is bad. The Sitra Achor, which is bad. On the other hand, you have to look at evil in what? In its necessity to give meaning and the possibility of Bechira. There is no good without evil. And therefore, in a very deep and profound way, evil is like a peel to a fruit, is like a shell to a nut, because it protects it. In that, evil gives good meaning. And that's why Bori Ra and Bori Esakol is the same idea. Because Ra is Ma'uruv Bakol. There's nothing which doesn't have Ra in it, because there's no kiyum to anything. There's no, nothing can last, nothing can be without Ra being mixed in it.
How does that answer my question then? Why change the nusach of the posuk?
Because we changed the nusach of the posuk because we want to say Losh Anochi, we don't want to say Ra. But how can we change the concept? We're not changing the concept. Ra and Hakol is synonymous. This is Esav. Esav is the koyach of Ra in the world. As we saw in the Maharsha, Esav sherish the Yetzahara. And this is why it says, we're going to learn it soon, Vayivase Yaakov levadoi, Vayivik ishimoi. Who was Yaakov wrestling with? Adalai Sashach, who was Yaakov wrestling with? Who was Yaakov struggling with? Rashi says, Saroi shel Esav. What that means is that Yaakov was having a very profound battle with himself, with the Yetzahara. The Sherish of Esav is the Yetzahara. This idea actually, there's almost no limit to how deep this idea goes. I saw the Yitzchak Eisenchover in his Siach Yitzchak brings that when Daniel had his vision in Perek Zion of Sefer Daniel about the four Goliaths, that Daniel saw the first Golos was an Aryeh, and then a Doib, and then a Nemeh. It was Chayos, and the last one wasn't given a name, but it has 10 horns and it had eyes of an Odom. So he brings from the Gon that the first three animals that Daniel saw was an Aryeh, Doib, and a Nemeh. Aleph, Dalid, Nun. The first three letters of Shem Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun. And this is correspondent to the three Chayos of the Merkava, in Sifri Kabbalah, there's such a thing as a Merkava, the Yesoid of all Teva. And on the Merkava, you have three Chayos, you have an Aryeh, you have a Shor, you have a Nesher. And the first three Goliaths are correspondent to that. That's why they are Shemos of Shem Hashem. The last one, had Yud Karnaim, correspondent to Yud, the last of Hashem's name, and it has eyes of an Odom. Eyes of an Odom, correspondent to the higher part of the Merkava, which is an Odom. Now, and that is Esau, is the Golus Edoim. That is the last Golus. And that is the highest part of the Merkava. Why? Because Esav was the embodiment of Ra, but in the very fact that he was the embodiment of Ra, that makes him part of the Mareches of Kedusha. It's very interesting that the point that we mentioned, that Esav also came from Rivka. Now Rivka was an Akara. Rivka, it was impossible physically for Rivka to have children. Isn't that amazing that Esav also came from such a woman? The depth of an idea that Yaakov, start with Yaakov, came from Rivka, is that Yaakov is the Ma'ala Min HaTeva. Yaakov's mother wasn't physically able to have him. Al Pi Teva, Yaakov had no Kiyum. It was impossible to have a Yaakov Avinu in the world through Teva, because he's the Ma'ala Min HaTeva. That's why his mother had to be barren. And still Hashem made it. Yishmael is not Lemalim and Ateva. Yishmael came from Hagar. A perfectly natural birth. Esav was Lemalim and Ateva. Esav also came from Rivka. But how could that be? The very embodiment of evil is Lemalim and Ateva? The answer is yes. Because Esav is also part of the Mareches of Ruchnius. Esav is also part of how the spiritual world has to be made. Because Esau is the embodiment of evil. And without evil, you have no good. The Shorish of Esau is the Yetzer Hara. The idea goes not just in the fact that Esau's root is Yetzer Hara, it also, in a very visceral way, in Olam Hazeh, we see that when Esau came to Yitzchak in the end, Yitzchak said to him, "Al charbucho tichye, etzochichu tavoi v'hoya kasher toid forak te'ula mi'al tzavorecho." That when Yaakov Avinu does Averus, when Yaakov Avinu's children, his Yaakov Avinu's nation does Averus, kasher torid, when Klal Yisrael goes down, then Esau will go up. That's this symbiotic relationship that Klal Yisrael and Esau will have for all generations. And the idea behind that is, it's not just a symbiotic thing when one goes up, one goes down. When Klal Yisrael go down, we need Esau to help us come up. Esau is like a Makas Mardus. Esau is something which keeps us in shape. The fact that when Esau goes up and we go down, that is part of the process that Klal Yisrael needs to do tshuva. The idea is, Rabbosai, that on one hand, Esau, in his essence, in his teva, is he was Ra. But that very same idea is also the thing that is Makariv him, makes him close to the side of Kedusha. Yishmael was someone that stammed the virus. Yishmael was someone, of course he was connected to Zuamo. Yishmael was on the Sitra Achra. Yishmael was on the Tzad of Rab. Yishmael wasn't the embodiment of evil. Esau was the embodiment of evil. But the very fact that he was the embodiment of evil came from the fact that his sherish was the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara is connected to Ma'od. Because in this world, in Olam Hazeh, in Esau keeping us in shape, and also in the spiritual roots, in the fact that Esau is Keneged the Yetzer Hara, without an Esau, there's no Yisrael. And that is why it's only after Vayavek Ish Imoyad Elois HaShachar that Yaakov is given the Shem Yisrael. Because there's no such thing as Yisrael without an Esau. And that is why Esau is part, is Nitan to call him as Yisrael Mumma. Because Esav is also Lemalem in a Teva. Just like Klal Yisrael are Lemalem in a Teva, Esav is also Lemalem in a Teva. Because we are the pre, we are the essence, we are why Hashem made the world. But without a Shem in a pre, without a peel, without a shell, there is no pre. And the Yetzer Hara, the Koyach of Esav, is that which protects us in a very profound way to help us to actually reach our mission in the world.
The first time of the Rav, when the snake put it in, there was also a tree involved.
Also, what's it?